USA Radio News.
President Trump is investigating whether to revoke the security privileges of five former Obama administration officials. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders explains why top secret security clearance may be going away for John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, Susan Rice, and Andrew McCabe.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate.
Today, President Trump spoke at a Made in America event at the White House.
I remember when I was growing up, I'd see Made in America all over the place. A little bit Made in the USA, but Made in America. Everything had Made in America. And we're starting that again. And it's happening again, as you know.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones was down 12 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There's plenty for President Trump to be pleased about in the latest poll on his job performance. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The new NBC Wall Street Journal survey gives President Trump the highest approval numbers of his presidency from Republican voters. It shows 88% of Republicans surveyed approve of how he's handling his duties. His approval rating among all registered voters, 45%. That's up a point from last month. 52% of all voters disapprove of his job performance, and that includes 44% who strongly disapprove. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Members of the House and Senate are working on a phase two to President Trump's tax cut plan. Congressman Steve Scalise on what that plan would entail.
The plans to continue focusing on getting the economy moving, seeing this great economic growth, and then locking it in. We're going to bring some more bills to cut taxes. We're going to make the tax cuts permanent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
John Kelly O'Connor is accused of shooting and killing one person at a Fallon, Nevada Mormon church. O'Connor is being held on just over $1 million bond and is charged with open murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and battery with substantial bodily harm. Fallon Police Chief Kevin Geeman talks about how they were able to apprehend O'Connor.
Officers and sheriff's deputies surrounded the home while a hostage negotiator called in. After placing phone calls to the home, Mr. O'Connor agreed to exit the property and surrendered officers.
Another departure from the Fox News Channel. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Fox News parting ways with Kimberly Guilfoyle, according to a Fox News spokesperson. Guilfoyle's been co-host of the midday Fox News talk show The Five, and she's been dating Donald Trump Jr. since his separation a few months ago from his wife, Vanessa. The network's been requiring her to disclose that relationship whenever she speaks about the president on the air. Reports are she'll be joining Trump Jr. on the campaign trail, and that she's joined pro-Trump Super PAC America First. Though her departure is abrupt and unexpected, the move into pro-Trump politics not so surprising. Last year, President Trump reportedly considered Guilfoyle to replace Sean Spicer as White House press secretary. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.